talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about the role of community planning partnerships in economic development reports. What's the report about?
This report looks at how local community planning partnerships are working to improve their local economies. The report examines how the partnerships set priorities for local economic development and how they monitor and report on their performance.
Can you just tell us what community planning partnerships are?
Yes, community planning partnerships are set up and led by councils, and they involve the National Health Service, police, fire and rescue services, the enterprise agencies, regional transport partnerships and other local organisations and businesses. These partnerships have an important role in bringing different public bodies together in a way which maximises the benefit to the local economy, minimises duplication and ensures public investment is effectively targeted. Now, it's a complex task, and especially so as these partnerships do not directly employ staff, deliver services or have their own budgets as partnerships.
What have you found?
We found that the partnerships need to make better use of available economic information and have better involvement with their local business communities in order to identify local priorities. They need to improve their understanding of the costs of delivering the agreed local priorities, and individual partners need to understand the implications for their own budgets. Now, the development of single outcome agreements has led to improvements in how the partnerships monitor and report their performance. But judging performance is difficult because of the large number of performance measures for economic development currently being used across Scotland.
Now, would you say communities have benefited from community planning partnerships?
Yes, I would say that. The partnerships have delivered successful local economic developments which have made a difference to local communities, such as employment and business support projects that have pooled together funding that has helped people gain jobs and qualifications. However, there is scope to improve. We found that the quality of the local economic strategies varies across the country, and most partnerships could use economic data better. And while community planning partnerships often involve business representatives on their groups, it can be difficult to engage fully with local businesses, but doing so can bring dividends.
What do you want to see happen as a result of this report?
We believe that these community partnerships should make better use of available economic information to support the development of the local economic priorities. They should also ensure that they have a better involvement with businesses to improve local economic development. Scottish Government should work with the community partners and other relevant bodies to improve the coordination of economic development at a national, regional and at local levels. This should also support the national priority of increasing sustainable economic growth.
Now, John Swinney recently referred to the Accounts Commission having a role in developing scrutiny of community planning partnerships. Can you give us some more details?
Yes. In his statement to the Scottish Parliament on the spending review for 2011, the Finance Secretary made reference to having written to the Accounts Commission to ask us to explore with others how best scrutiny can promote better results from community planning partnerships. Now, the Accounts Commission is currently working with the inspectorates to develop an approach to the external scrutiny of these partnerships with the support of Audit Scotland.
John, thanks very much.